From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, January 3rd. Coming up, we'll learn how Latino and Black people are significantly more likely to get diagnosed with Alzheimer's at stages when treatments are less effective. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Snow, and possibly several inches of it, is in the forecast for central Illinois this weekend. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard has the details.
A winter storm watch is in effect for Champaign County and surrounding portions of east central Illinois, effective midnight Sunday through noon on Monday. A high-impact winter storm will bring a period of heavy snow and blustery winds to central Illinois, beginning Sunday morning and lasting into the day on Monday. Heavy snow accumulation of 6 inches or more is possible through Monday morning, with northerly winds gusting 20 to 30 miles per hour at times. While snow accumulation should taper off on Monday morning, blowing snow and bitterly cold temperatures are likely to create dangerous winter conditions well into next week. For Illinois Public Media News, I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
OSF Healthcare says they recommend but do not require that visitors wear masks when coming to see their hospital and hospice patients. The Peoria-based healthcare provider says the masking requirement was incorrectly posted on social media earlier this week. But OSF is limiting visitors to 2 adults per patient at any one time. An uptick in hospital admissions for respiratory illnesses has prompted some central Illinois hospitals to add visitor restrictions. Carle Health is an exception. They do not plan to add any visitor restrictions. Other hospitals limiting visitors and requesting masks include Hospital Sisters Health System and Memorial Health. Hopedale Medical Complex in Tazewell County is also limiting visitors and requiring masks. Central Illinois Congressman Eric Sorensen says he's concerned the incoming Trump administration's plans for mass deportations will hurt employers in his district and tear families apart.
I'm really worried going forward that on January 20th, we're going to see second graders afraid to go to school. We're going to see neighbors afraid to go to church for fear of the American government.
Sorensen says he also wants to see Congress work to secure the U.S. border. The Democrat represents parts of central and northwest Illinois. The new Congress gets sworn in today. Health insurance companies operating in Illinois can no longer use so-called step therapy. Alex Degman reports on the new law, which took effect on New Year's Day.
Step therapy is when policyholders have to try a less expensive treatment first, even if it's not what their doctor recommended. But that's no longer allowed under a series of measures signed by Governor J.B. Pritzker over the summer, known as the Health Care Protection Act. Pritzker at the time said this practice, also known as the fail first method, doesn't make sense.
I don't believe an insurance executive hundreds of miles away knows more about medicine than the doctor in the examination room with the patient.
The legislation also bans prior authorization requirements for mental health crises and so-called junk insurance plans, which are often short-term policies that don't meet the Affordable Care Act's minimum standards. I'm Alex Degman.
Still to come, we'll learn how Latino and Black people are significantly more likely to get diagnosed with Alzheimer's at stages when treatments are less effective. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, mostly sunny and colder with a high of 27 degrees and a northwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 12 degrees, northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 24 degrees, northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 18 degrees, northeast wind 5 miles per hour. And for Sunday, cloudy with snow likely and a high of 23 degrees, winter storm conditions with heavy snow and blustery winds possible, with a northeast wind 15 miles per hour gusting to 25 miles per hour.
I'm Brian Mackey, host of The 21st Show. Donald Trump soon returns to the White House, vowing to make major changes that could affect Illinois. We are focused on facts, not fear, and we want to hear from you as we talk about 4 more years, The View from Illinois. Join the conversation on The 21st Show, the week of January 6th at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
You're listening to 2 in 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. The number of Americans diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease is expected to grow. So are the number of available treatments that can help slow the progression of the disease. But not everyone is reaping the benefits of this progress. Older Black and Latino Midwesterners are often left out. They're significantly more likely to get diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and often it's at later stages when treatments are less effective. Side Effects Public Media's Natalie Krebs reports some are trying to close these gaps.
All right, dear.
Althea Jordan sits in her white recliner. Her physical therapist goes through a series of exercises with her.
Come on forward. Big push with those legs. I'll help you push, but you gotta come too. Ready? One, two. Big push with those legs, dear. Legs, legs, legs. Yep.
Jordan has had Alzheimer's disease for more than a decade. It's now in a late stage. She lives in a townhouse in suburban Des Moines with her son and daughter-in-law, Melinda Andrews, who has been her caregiver for years. Andrews first noticed her mother-in-law was starting to have memory issues when she went to pick her up one day from the bus stop.
I drove up to pick her up because I saw her waiting and she didn't recognize me right away. It was just seconds, but it was a blank couple seconds.
Jordan then started mixing up her medications. Eventually, she forgot to go to work. Andrews insisted Jordan's children take her for testing. Jordan was diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
What if I wasn't there? And it goes back to, you know, different cultures, different families, how they handle things.
Jordan is Black and over 65. This makes her twice as likely to be diagnosed with Alzheimer's than someone who's white. And same goes for older Latinos, too. That's according to the Alzheimer's Association. Jimmy Reyes is the founder of Mi Salud Iowa, a nonprofit organization that works with underserved communities. He says one reason behind this disparity is that many risk factors linked to Alzheimer's are more likely to impact Black and Latino people.
Nutrition plays a role, physical activity, lack of sleep, stress, diabetes diagnosis, hypertension diagnosis.
Reyes says on top of that, it's a common misconception for Black and Latino families that dementia is a normal part of aging.
Many times people think, oh, you forgot about your keys or you forgot how to get to one location, and they don't see that as a warning sign.
Reyes is working with providers to raise awareness about this disparity, like Yogi Shah.
So I'm going to ask you to remember three words.
It's a Wednesday night at the Majority Black Corinthian Baptist Church in Des Moines. Shaw is here to give short screening tests to participants.
Okay. Do you remember those three words we asked to remember?
River, nation, finger.
Shaw is a medical director of the memory clinic at Broadlawns Medical Center in Des Moines. He says his practice has far fewer patients of color compared to the hospital's overall patient population. He says systemic racism plays a role.
So there's less trust amongst African American to go to a medical system and go and talk about their health issues, especially mental health and dementia.
Shaw says one of his main goals at these events is to find people with potential signs of the disease so he can schedule them for additional testing. That's because early diagnosis is crucial. Recently approved drugs can slow the progression of the disease if it's caught early enough. But some also worry that the studies and clinical trials testing these new drugs do not have enough people of color. Here's John Morris, a professor of neurology at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis.
We have no real data to understand, for example, whether a drug exerts the same benefit in people identifying as Black as it does in people identifying as whites, nor do we know whether there are differences in side effect profiles.
Morris says there appear to be differences in the brain that fall along racial and socioeconomic lines. This could affect the risk of getting Alzheimer's and even the way it's treated. But he says researchers won't truly know more about this unless they find a way to include a more diverse group of people. Natalie Krebs, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects Public Media is a health reporting collaboration of NPR member stations across the Midwest. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Andrew Pritchard, Eric Stock, Alex Degman, and Natalie Krebs. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.